Oh, by the way, Carl, I've got a clip for you here. This is a caller to Five Live earlier. I told you there's a general sort of buzz and excitement about your presence on this here radio programme. This was Ross, who called Victoria Derbyshire's show just before midday today.
My apprentice, I mentioned him earlier, massive fan of Carl Pilkington.
Oh, yeah.
And he really wanted me to ask you to pass on the message, because he's on later on.
He is. He's on with Richard Bacon. Now, hopefully Richard will be listening. I know he tunes into my programme every single day of the week.
Bet he wouldn't miss it. Well, yeah, he really wants Carl Pilkington to come down to Fatleaf and do some work experience down here, because he's, you know, Carl's quite handy with tools and stuff.
Okay.
So if Carl's got a free week, he can come down and make some furniture.
Fine. Okay, well, I shall pass this on. But as I say, Richard, no doubt will be listening and we'll be able to hear the conversation and report it back to Carl Pilkington in full.
I mean, Victoria's absolutely right. There I was, innocently listening to Victoria Derbyshire's show from my train. And I heard that call, Carl.
Yeah.
You good with tools? You want to go help Ross out at his factory?
It would be, you know, what I'd do if I wasn't doing this. I was putting up curtain rails yesterday. There's always, yeah, it's not a bad gig. I'd do it if I had to.
Do you think you'd be happier not doing any media stuff? Just doing stuff like making things?
A little bit of me, a little percentage of me that, you know, you just have a normal life without strangers coming up to you.
Would you give it all up at some point?
Oh, I hope so, yeah. I mean, yeah, it'd be nice to sort of get a proper job again.
What? Like what?
Well, what stuff are they making in that factory?
Furniture. Outdoor furniture.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think I'm needed. I tell you why. I can't be dealing with it now. Why, when you do order furniture, why have you got to wait 6 weeks? Mm. Why haven't they stocked them up? They make out. I ordered a sofa recently because, you know, I've moved.
Yeah.
So I needed some furniture.
Moved to?
Well, I've just moved again.
Right.
But anyway, so I went in there, found a sofa, said, yeah, I like this, I love this. Took all the name, address, delivery details and all that. 6 weeks. So I said, well, why? Why 6 weeks? Oh, well, you know, they're made to order. And they say that to you as if that's a good thing for me.
But that sounds
it is
like
not a good thing.
That sounds like a good thing.
No, why is that a good thing?
It says the furniture equivalent of getting fresh food in a restaurant.
No, it's not. It's a sofa that you sit on. Why haven't they got at least five in the back?
They're
and then you buy it. Because I tell you what, Richard, they had the money there and then. They didn't say, oh, pay us in 6 weeks. I paid the money and then they said it's 6 weeks. You shouldn't have to wait. They should make about five or six. And then when they sell one, get another one in stock in case someone comes in. It just annoys me. So in a way, they need me down at that factory place because I bet that's going on. People ordering stuff and then you have to wait.